This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we started an inductive study of chapters 17 through 21 of the book of Judges. It is a convoluted and sordid account of the destructive power of sin. Now let's try to understand what this story means. The first issue dealt with is worship, and it's clear good intentions are not enough. When worshiping God, we must come to Him as He instructs us to come. When we compromise by worshiping as we see fit, other aspects of life are affected. Morality is the next issue. The sordid conduct of the Benjamites and the defense of their brothers was unpardonable. Discipline was necessary, or the compromise and debauchery would infect everyone. There was a price to pay if sin was dealt with. Trauma followed when they realized they almost wiped out a tribe of Israel. It was the sovereignty of God which preserved the tribe of Benjamin, indicating only God can overcome the deadly effect of sin. All of this heartache resulted from the people doing what they saw fit rather than doing what God required. Once you've seen what is described in these final chapters of Judges and work at trying to understand it, we conclude the inductive study by making some applications. How we worship is important. When we compromise in our worship, it will affect our conduct. Morality is compromised when our heart is not right with God. Discipline, though painful, is necessary when compromise and sin infect a life. Trusting in God's sovereign grace is the only answer to the devastating effects of sin.